All right, we're live in the jungle. One stupid fucking Christian who's been my friend my entire life, but still, fuck this motherfucker. And he doesn't want to say anything because, like, Jesus told him not to. Amen. Amen, Ra.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the whole purpose of this fucking whatever the fuck we're doing, debating, it's not really a debate, but okay, but we'll call it a debate, you know, since Christians love to live in the fucking fantasy world, you know, love to play around with fiction and make it reality. We'll call it a debate, even though that's not exactly what we're doing. Go ahead. You take the floor, Mr. Dinosaurs Didn't Exist.
They're big lizards, but...
I love this motherfucker, dude.
Barney's the only dinosaur.
Barney!
But I will... concede to, but...
What'd you just say? Come again?
I come to you.
I come to you. I come to you with open arms.
So, what is fiction?
What is fiction? Fiction... That's a... Megan, honey, would you mind rolling one of those, I gotta smoke some more marijuana. Would you do it for me, please? So I don't have to focus on that. I would really appreciate that. That would be the loving thing to do. I got you later. Promise. Not as a servant, as an equal. That I'm asking you to do that. Because I don't do things out of ego. Neither do Christians. Okay, now, all that bullshit will get edited out if you wanted to, but now, the whole point of this entire fucking whatever we're doing right now, this might be a joint right here. Nope, it's not. I'm setting the mood. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Megan.
Yeah.
You rock. You're the best ever. She's fucking awesome. She's fucking cute too, isn't she? Just adorable.
Adorable. Sexy. Just sweet and adorable.
Stop looking at her like that. I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. Look at her like that. What you do? Stop looking at me like that, though. Okay. It's okay that you want to fuck me, but you know, but I guess it's the Channing Tatum. Like she said, I look like Channing Tatum, and I can see that, you know. Like lose like 70 pounds if I can get shape.
Yeah, his left scrotum.
Right. But. Yeah, if I just work out, if I can get in shape, and like really in shape every day, if I can fix all the problems in my life and become a millionaire, I'll look exactly like him. You're right. And she sees in the future.
If you want to fix your problems.
That is exactly where I will be in a fucking year or two. So... A lofty goal, but yeah, she's manifesting that in me. She knows that she sees the fucking badassery that is me. I'm a bad motherfucker. Just real talk. There's nothing I'm not good at.
Besides knowing it, facts.
That's right. That's what I want to talk. I'm just playing. I like pushing at Christians' egos because they're fucking. That's all. The entire religion is based in ego. You talk about Jesus. If you come into Christian and you say, okay, Jesus wasn't the Son of God, y'all get fucking mad and oh God, devils possess you and fucking do this shit and fucking and they say stay away from him. They're bad, and that's the fucking cult like fucking attachment that you have to that shit. I mean, you can't say that I'm wrong about that. It's exactly what you've been programmed to be, right?
No.
Okay. At some point in your life, as a Christian, because I went to church with you, motherfucker. Not all the time, but I spent the night at your house, and I had to go. If I stayed on a Saturday night, I was fucking going to church. God damn it. Fuck. But we got to eat good, so... I was like, fuck it, I'll take one for the team. Go listen to stupid bullshit for a couple. I've never believed in it. I tried to believe in it because I had a fucking horrible drug addiction. Horrible drug addiction. And I needed something to save me from it. It turns out the only thing that saved me from it is myself. But we're all part of the Godhead, man. It's like when I say myself, it's gonna say it's my higher self, like tapping into God, Gaia, Mother Earth, Father Uranus. God is Uranus. Uranus, not his. Okay, go ahead. The Bible is a book of cosmic psychology. And how do you feel about that? Like that statement right there. The Bible is not a history book, it is a book of cosmic psychology.
The Bible has many different genres. It's 66 books is what it okay. is, with different genres. You got history, you got poetry, you got stories, but it's 66 different books with different genres.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you, Eric, for real.
What part do you think is fiction? That's what because I can't find anything to disprove it.
Okay. This is where we're gonna both run into a lot of trouble. Like I say a lot of times, I can prove. Look, it's like the burden of proof would really fall on you because you guys as a Christian, you made a very like lofty statement that Jesus is the Son of God, and without Him, that you'll go to hell. And you guys made a fucking very outrageous claim. That's what I was getting to. And there's no way for you to prove that. It's impossible for you to prove that. If you, oh my God. I'm sorry. Holy shit. Thank you. It's okay. You just put it on mute. Are you? Pretty cool. Is your phone down?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry. Oh, it's cool. It's okay. You didn't know. It's okay. It's no big deal. All right, I'm putting my own do not disturb also. Okay.
Well, I can't disprove anything that's in there. So.
Yeah, good. You would. Oh, hi, shit. This is great. Purple Sprite I'm smoking. So,
now what are we saying? God is
who? No. The thing is, look, I'm talking shit. Saying I'm going to shred you, man. I really want to have like a for real like intellectual debate like about this.
Yeah,
like,
you brought up something about the space. What was you asking me?
Oh man, like that was a fucking few brain cells ago. Like I'm recovering from a heroin addiction. My memory is kind of fucking like it's going to take a little while to come back.
You said how did I feel about the Bible being.
You asked me what was fiction, and what I believe the Bible to be fiction, and it's not fiction. I talk shit by calling it fiction. Not fiction, it's allegory. Like, okay, so
parts of it,
most of it, if not all of it. That, okay, like the all right. So there wasn't a Moses. Like the math, there's never recorded history a mass exodus of 600,000. Fucking Jews from Egypt. It's never been recorded, but it says it in the Bible. And the circular reason I allude to all the time. That has screws in it. Please don't ash in there. Here, here you can take this. Yeah, cool. I'll use the top of it. Okay, cool. You got it. All right. Here we go. So, the circular reasoning that I allude to, we'll be able to cut out all the bullshit. It's cool. It's going to sound like one fluid fucking... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, so, circular reasoning I allude to is because you guys make outrageous claims based on ego. Christians do that shit all the time, saying that because the Bible says it. The Bible said the earth is 6,000 years. God made the earth in 6,000 years. It is 6,000 years old. He made, all right, if a day is 1,000 years, in 1,000 years, like a day of the Lord, then One, two, three, four, five, six, and on 7 day he rests 6,000 years. We're going into year 7,000 right now, and that is a logic. I've heard this shit from the pulpit. I had to go to a lot of Christian rehab. She spent fucking time in fucking Teen Challenge. I did too. I went to Teen Challenge 3 fucking times. I've been to Midwest Bible Training Center. I've learned like more bullshit from fucking pastors. Fucking misinterpretation after misinterpretation. None of them fucking teach the truth. And that's the problem that I have. It's not that the Bible is bullshit. It's a fucking mystical book. It is a beautiful book. And it's fucking meant to be fucking used. It's a book of cosmic psychology that teaches us about who we are as individuals, that we are God. God is the great I am. Who is I am? I am. Can you refute that? It's okay if you can't. And Jesus is the actual Son, and I can teach you the parallels right now if you want to talk about it.
Okay, so...
And Zeus. Zeus, Apollo, Osiris, and all the fucking aforementioned, it's the same story, brother. Okay. Let me say this. I'm going to shut the fuck up and give you the floor. Okay, so I'm a Jordan Peterson on you. I can't stop talking. You know how he is. So I'm going to fucking get on it. So Jesus as the Son. Okay. The death, burial, and resurrection is not meant to be taken literally. The reason that there's the death, burial, and resurrection is so fucking edified by the church and by Christians. I see you getting mad, but hold on a second. It's so edified by because it's a sigil. All right, the cross represents Jesus' worst fucking moment in fucking his entire life. He's fucking hanging from it, bleeding like a motherfucker, about to die. Fucking agony. Okay, so this is a sigil because a sigil represents something, okay? You got a sigil on the wall. You know, you put a sigil on the wall, like a Walmart sigil, and motherfuckers start staring at it, just like these stickers right here. You put these stickers somewhere, people are going to start seeing it. More people are going to start flocking to stuffforsmartpeople.com and buying our shit. Why? Because they've been programmed to do it mentally. That's the movie Focus is all about that. So with Will Smith. Okay, now... I'm almost through. I'm almost through with my Jordan Peterson rant. And I'm grateful that I'm able to say that I fucking mimic a lot of his ideals because I've been listening to him a lot. That motherfucker's a beast. He's not a Christian, though. He is. He knows this shit I'm telling you.
Okay, so with Jordan Peterson. So have you watched the recent one where he goes into the history of the Bible and the recordings of the Bible? And so he has no problem with saying the Bible is accurate because there's nothing he could disprove. And same thing you were saying with the psychology. Sure. A lot of the Old Testament.
He said he has no problem with it. He's not corroborating anything.
Well, he's saying the way it was written down and the way it was recorded was just like any other historical documments. And there's
the seven churches.
Now you want to... Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
You want to... debate the church. I concede a lot of what you're saying. I mean, I'm not here to justify the church, but the Bible.
The Bible.
I see no contradiction. I don't think you can find anything to disprove it. And I can tell you some things to prove that the Bible. But back to your astrology thing, which I have no problems with.
Well, this is more astrotheology, is what I'm speaking of.
But so you say that Jesus is who in this?
Jesus is a parallel to the actual Son. Christianity is a continuation of sun worship. Constantine was a Luciferian. You knew that, right? Of course you knew that. And when Constantine implemented Christianity worldwide by saying, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as Lord, we'll cut your fucking head off, did that not happen? You know it happened.
I'm not going to defend the church. I'm not here to defend
the
church.
I'm just making a point. Making a point. This is how the fucking like Christianity programming got started. It's an Eastern book.
Okay, well, this is what I was
collection saying. Of books. Go ahead.
All right. I would say God created the universe, right?
Right.
I would say that. I don't know how you feel. We'll get to that because that's the topic I want to get to.
You are God, though.
But.
You created your universe.
Well,
no. You're a master architect.
I wasn't here back then. But, so God came first. Spirit came first before. I know Ra predates Jesus in the Bible, all this worship.
Okay,
but the problem is the Bible says that to us. So I don't understand why you get all hyped up about it, about Christianity. Now, I'm not going to defend the church, but the Bible says clearly, I'll read a few verses. Since what can be known about God is evident among them because God has shown it to them for his invisible attributes, that his
invisible eternal power attributes
and divine nature have been clearly seen since the creation of the world. All right, so what is that talking about? So here's some other verses. Then God said, let there be light and the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and mm-hmm. let them be signs and for seasons and for days and years.
I'm so glad Isaiah, you fucking brought this up.
You are weary. All right, this is Isaiah written to another nation that didn't. That
Isaiah is cryptic as fuck. I love that fucking book.
Isaiah, this was written to another nation who wasn't worshiping, who's worshiping other gods. It says, "You are wearied with, hold on. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let now the astrologers, those who prophesy by the stars, mm-hmm. those who predict by the new moons, stand up and make you known what will come to you." So the Bible is saying
that it's cool
that God put these signs in right. space. So I have no problems with astrology.
Okay, fuck yeah. I thought you did. I really did.
No, because the Bible says to look at the stars. And it says the Bible predicts that the stars and the moon is going to tell what I'm going to do.
See, this is an assumption by Christianity.
That's why it lines up with Jesus. Yeah. That's why I have no problem with it. The Bible predicts it's going to line up with Jesus. Hold on a few more. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, the Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east mm-hmm. and have come to worship him. Jeremiah, thus says the Lord, do not learn the ways.
East. Think about that. That's
do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. So when you say, you think it's like I got you to Christians, when you say astrology lines up with the Bible, so they're copying astrology is all it is. Well, no, when the Bible predicts that the sun and the moon and the stars are going to tell
totally.
His story.
How many of you are enlightened like that? How many of you are enlightened like that? Not many of you.
I'm not here to defend people in the church. I'm here to defend the Bible. I told you that.
But you don't have to defend the Bible because I'm absolutely for the Bible. You don't have to. I'm absolutely for it. Excuse me. What I'm against is the organized bullshit religion that keeps people from being themselves. The Bible says that no sexual idolater, no swindler, no drunkard, no thief, no homosexual offender, et cetera, will enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom is within you, according to Jesus. Jesus meant through meditation, you can reach nirvana, and to the renewing of your mind happens through meditation. I know you don't have a problem with that because it's like it's through the carnal mind through the earth into the water where you're baptized. It's not a fucking actual baptism. It's baptism in the water into fire, which is nirvana. Into the air, which is nirvana, into the fire, which fucking expands your light and fucking into the renewed mind. And that's what Paul was speaking of. Paul is actually represented as Gemini in the Bible, and you know, and the zodiac's all in there. You're right. It stars and signs for signs and seasons. It tells us plain as day that that's what's going on. The issue that I have, you know, with usually is the literalist like an intellectualization of the church mindset, because it's like a hive mentality.
Testament. I'll stop you because I don't want to. I'm agreeing on everything you're saying tonight, because I think the New Testament is an accurate historical written.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, Jesus didn't exist. He's a myth.
Buddha? Did Buddha exist?
Man, I don't know.
Did Caesar exist?
I wasn't there.
All right, why do you say Jesus doesn't
exist? Let me stop you right there.
You said that though.
I'm not saying that it's wrong to. Jesus was a real person,
okay,
but he's not the Son of God. Like the worship of him. Okay, what I was saying about sigils is this, and this is very important. Okay, the Catholic Church fucking edified this dude and fucking and put him into the annals of history, just right there, stuck in his worst moment for you to feel guilty into falling into the trap of the church. The church itself uses that sigil to guilt you into getting there. I'm not saying you're not enlightened for this shit, but I'm saying the church's tactics and the tithing bullshit, that Jesus is talking about giving that which is carnal away. Like, get rid of that and go into the right side, the right hemisphere, and into the renewing of your mind through baptism in meditation. That's what Jesus is speaking of. John the Baptist was the water bearer, Aquarius. Man,
but they were real. These are real things.
It's not real people.
Okay, so let me tell you.
How can you fucking prove that?
I'm about to. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you asked.
Don't worry about this. This is the mic.
I like it.
Okay.
So, I know you always say nobody's written about Jesus but the Bible, which is so wrong, so funny. But anyway, so I would go there. So, Tacitus, first century historian, Roman emperor, written, all these things I'm going to mention are written in the first century after Jesus' death, all right, in some daring. So here is a historian that, no Christian, just historian written. Okay, here's what he says during this time, what happened. Consequently, to get rid of the report, Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted the most exquisite torture on class hated for their ambitions called Christians by the populace. Christus, Jesus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our prosecutors, Pontius Pilate, and a most mischievous superstition thus checked for the moment again broke out not only in Judea for the first source of evil. All right, so he, historian, is writing about what happened to Jesus and Nero, which outside the Bible.
No, that did happen. Yes, okay. That's what Revelations is about. So I see what you're saying. Roman I don't deny your claim to some of this history.
All right, and then there was a younger governor who wrote to his girlfriend. The early Christians would sing hymns to Christ, to a God. Roman historian Suetonius references Jesus and nothing that Emperor Claudius had expelled Jews from Rome who were making constant disturbance at the instigation of Christus, which is Jesus. All right, so, and then Polycarp in 50.
That's one of his names, yeah.
All right. Early Christian writers.
I like to call him Osiris.
Thallus, on the whole world, he wrote this in 55 AD. So what my point is, all this in the first century, of after, so it's recorded documents about Jesus and his followers and all his disciples, all in the first century from other writers.
What other writers? Okay. Nobody else fucking recorded this shit.
Okay, just okay.
There's no recorded fucking history of this shit.
Yes, it. Oh my God, it is, dude.
It's more allegory.
No, not this.
Are you saying that Jesus is a miracle man? You're saying that Jesus performed these miracles?
You can look up these writers. These are all recorded
history. Nobody corroborated any of his fucking miracles. If they did, then they wrote fiction too.
They just, all right, you can go and do the history.
I have. It's not there.
Writing. It is there. I'm sitting there reading it to you.
Because it's on the internet?
This is all history. Where is the source? Did George Washington exist?
Man, I don't fucking know. I wasn't there.
See, if you're going to debate. Okay, see.
I wasn't there.
Anything that you. But okay, but I where did you learn about astrology? Where did you learn about this?
From the Bible?
From a book? Okay, from the Bible. How can I justify that book? If you can't justify any of these
I did learn about astrology.
By saying, oh, you can't trust.
I searched other
methods. How can you trust the books you read?
I can't trust anything if you can't trust. You ask a question. I push through.
I can do that with any book that you read. I can do that same argument with you. How do you trust that?
How do you trust that the Bible hasn't been fucked
this
with?
This is not the Bible. This is nothing to do with the Bible.
Let me finish.
These writers are not written in the Bible. These are historical writers from the first and second century.
That corroborated Jesus walking
around
performing
miracles.
They're not
Christians. None of these are Christians. Doesn't matter. Historical writers. They don't identify as Christians. They're not reporting what happened.
They don't pretend to be Christians?
No.
That's what
none
identify
of these
means.
Writers. I made sure I picked all writers.
I pretend to be.
Who claim not
I identify as a man even though I'm a woman. That means I pretend to be. Like I put on a cape and get into a fucking booth.
Here's Josephus, one of the most famous Roman historians, what he wrote. At this time there was a wise man who was called Jesus. His conduct was good and he was known to be virtuous, and many people from among the Jews and other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die. Those who had become his disciples did not abandon his discipleship. They reported that they had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive according to what he perhaps...
This is the actual writing?
This is writing from...
They didn't fucking write Josephus. Like that back then, bro.
All right, look him up.
Google, oh my God, they did not fucking talk
Josephus
like that back then.
Josephus is a Roman historian. He has recordings of all kinds
he
of
He talks
history.
Like fucking modern day fucking like
this
white boy.
This is one thing he wrote about Jesus. This is one little thing he wrote about Jesus. He's a historian.
It's wrong.
He is listen, you can look all these people up. I'll send you all this. You can fact check me all you want. These are historian writers. Listen to Jordan Peterson. Everybody can see this. This is the problem with Mississippi atheists.
I'm not an atheist.
I'm agnostic. Okay. Nobody from anywhere else, especially educated atheists, who I love Christopher Hitchens, who is the smartest.
Why are you bringing up atheists?
All right. Well, who people, no one denies.
You trying to put a label on me?
No one even denies that these people existed. That's like Mississippi atheists right there. No one in the Middle East, no one, they know these people exist. This is history from them.
Prove it then.
I just told you about historian writers.
He did not write that. Okay. That is fucking, they didn't write like that. They didn't talk like that back then.
I don't hurt your feelings with the facts. I know facts hurt your feelings, but you can look all this up.
What facts? You still hadn't shown me anything.
Historical writings about Jesus.
That is not historical writing. That is fucking modern day language. They didn't speak like that back then. Is this the fucking New Living Translation of it?
You can feel free to look it up.
Oh, later. Jesus walked into the tomb. And he said, "Fuck it. I'm gonna cast out for 3 days. I'm gonna wake back up. And I'm flying to the sky, and fucking people will see me." It's a fucking allegorical fable.
Here's the thing.
What the fuck?
These are historical writings.
You really believe that the walls of Jericho came down from them walking around it 7 times? I really believe that?
That's Old Testament. That's my New Testament.
I'm just asking you.
I don't know. You don't know. Okay, there is.
That is seven chakras being fucking opened.
Look.
There was no Paul. The seven churches that were spoken, all these letters to Corinthians, Ephesus, all of them.
There's historical writings about the disciples.
Hold on. Let me fucking make my point. Chakras. These are the seven chakras that are being opened. These are seven chakras that he's writing to.
Galileo. You got... Copernicus. You got people today. Jordan Peterson. Nobody denies this stuff. Very well-educated people. So I look at the direct descendant of Socrates.
Jordan Peterson is Socrates, modern-day Socrates.
Okay, do you know those people learn from the disciples on the first, second century? They learn from people who learn from the disciples, and all these writings are about disciples. They even in India, here's a cool thing. India, right? So it's one part where Thomas went to. The historians say Thomas, the disciple, went to.
The historians?
Okay, you can look at it. Okay. I could do that about
these book. Are fucking representations about, okay. of fucking so, different it, okay. zodiac signs. Okay. God listen. Damn. It's so, the wasn't a virgin birth. It's Virgo. Virgo, virgin. Okay. Lion and the lamb. That's Leo.
Okay, listen. Just hit you with some facts real quick.
Judas Iscariot, Scorpio. Okay. I'm hitting you with facts. You can't take it.
Okay, there's historical writings.
Prove me wrong, motherfucker.
I'm telling you. Okay.
You pulled some shit off the internet. Fucking prove me wrong with what I'm saying.
It's from a book. They put books on the internet. That's the dumbest thing. I can Google the book you read and be on the internet. That's the dumbest argument to use.
But
anyway, Thomas in India, according to traditional accounts of St. Thomas Christus. All right, so anyway, here's the cool thing about this part in India where historical writers said that Thomas went to. There in India right now, it's the only part of India that's Christian today. All right, the big part is still in that town where he was at. And there's
historical, the saddest part in the land, too.
There's statues, there's
the most depressed part of India
about Thomas in India. And you go to India today in that part, which is
that's the part I'd stay away from because I don't want to go to hell.
And,
you guys believe
Madrid, Madrid, AD 72.
Man, so you're speaking
there's historical evidence of how each one died.
Okay.
Well, you can look it up. But anyway,
I've looked this shit up, and it's just for more bullshit. It's more bullshit. You don't think they put morsels out there to fucking corroborate your bullshit?
Okay, but all this. Okay. I'm glad you said that. All this was written in the first century, right? Meaning after his death, first, second century, and so you got. People who learn from these people, right? Okay, so they can put out their fake things, right? Okay. But here's the thing. The people that were following in this historical writings too, where it talks about how they were still being persecuted and martyred. Okay.
Let's see. What?
But if it was in the first...
All right, start getting fucking stoned again. Okay. God damn.
Well, now... Okay, so if a Christian dies today, okay, well, he...
Hallelujah. Amen, brother.
He believed something... that he was taught. These Christians, followers that died then, they're not believing something they were taught, believing something that they saw. Why go through all that to make up something you knew you made up?
The Nicene Council... Why would these
disciples
Council die, of Nicaea?
Historical writings about a man that didn't really exist?
The Council of Nicaea fucking set this
they're
shit...
They're dying for
Let
something...
Let me finish. You shut the fuck up for a second. Let me fucking
You're about to go into how... The Catholic Church. I told you I'm not
going
to defend
the church. I'm not going there. I'm talking about your interpretation. Stop. Your interpretation of the Bible exists from a narrative set up for you a long time ago.
I didn't mention the Bible yet. I mentioned historical writings about
this is not historical writings. This is fucking
all these people are historical writings.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up. It's not history.
History that we learn about Rome.
It's not history.
Let me finish. History that we learn about Rome in the first century came from these writers. So we can believe everything else they wrote about Rome, but can't believe these paragraphs? Is that what you're saying?
Hold on.
We can believe everything else that they wrote about Rome and study that school, but we can't believe these paragraphs that they wrote. That's what I don't understand. That part they were making up.
No. No. Check this out. This is what's going on right now. Like, everything that you have told me thus far it's been based on fucking, like, you have no evidence that these writers wrote any of this shit.
Yes, I do.
Hey, let me finish.
The same evidence.
I'm not finished. Evidence I'm making my book. Point. Then you can fucking respond to it. It's my floor. All right. I'm taking the floor right now. All right. So everything that you have told me has been fucking, like, I can look up anything on the internet, man. You know what?
Go to the library.
I'm not through.
From a book. Stop. Stop. Don't read off the internet.
Dude, respect is my floor right now. You take the floor back whenever I'm through.
All right, I'm listening.
I talked shit while you were speaking, but I didn't fucking interrupt you the whole time, man. So, I'm waiting on you. We're taking a break for.